you find decision making really hard and quite confusing? Do you procrastinate, even about things you have chosen to do? Many people find this a struggle, and it badly affects their work performance, causing personal damage and lots of problems in relationships. Hi, I'm Cilla Sturt, and I'm with you today from Fit Forever Radio, talking about your unique sense of sight and how it can benefit decision-making and procrastinating. Thanks for joining my conversation about senses, and if you're interested in reading notes from today or connecting with me on my Facebook page, have a look at my website, fitforever.co. Our senses resource our intelligence, emotions, and communications. But if we're not aware of our own personal, unique link to them, they don't really mean very much. They just live within us like an unused muscle until we turn the spotlight on them and consciously connect to what they're doing in our identity. If we do consciously connect, they become like a compass, a true north, a place to stand in, a reason for being, a home base, an authentic sense of our identity. We're thinking today about our sense of sight. You see, you look at everything through your own unique lens. No one else has your take on life, your worldview, your exact way of seeing things. You have a priceless, unique gift. And once you identify this connection to your sense of sight, it can give you a tremendous insight into making decisions. It also stops procrastinating because you have a sense of confidence in yourself. Why is that? It's because you know yourself and you're no longer looking for the affirmation of other people for your confidence or relying on someone else to lead your decisions through their interpretation of life. Having your own compass for making decisions is an incredible relief. Recently, I was in a situation where I had the choice to leave the city where I had many positives for staying, or I could move to the country where there were also many positives for making the move. How was I to make the decision? Well, I clicked into my own inner compass, and instantly the decision was easy. All the boxes ticked to moving to the country. And that made the decision to leave the city really easy. You can't rely on other people's advice because they see life differently from you. You have to find your own inner compass, and there's an easy way to do that through your sense of sight. Knowing the right fit for you in each circumstance becomes easy when you understand the lens that you're uniquely looking at life through. If the decision fits in that lens, you can be confident it will be a good decision. If it doesn't, you can trust it's not a good choice. It's all about the fit. This lens is your perspective of life. It's the landscape through which you process the future and make sense of the past. It describes the exact way you live in the moment. Your sense intelligence gives you a tool much like a Google map to find your way through life. You simply type in the correct address, and that's your identity, and you immediately have a perspective of whatever decision or issue it is that you're processing. So how does this help with procrastination? There's actually two senses that connect with procrastinating. I'll be talking about taste in another podcast in a few weeks. And actually, taste connects a lot with procrastination because procrastination is also about our inner motivation. But what I've also observed is that when you see the road clearly ahead of you, and that's through your sense of sight, and you have confidence in yourself because of your decision, you don't procrastinate. There's no sense of fear or boredom. There's no doubt, no self-criticism to hold you back. You know who you are. You know what you want. and you go for it. If you're interested in knowing more about how you can get fit forever through your sense of sight, give me a call, I'd love to hear from you, or email me on my website, fitforever.co.